On Wednesday, July 23rd, you had Ms. Alina Hubba, who was formerly President Trump's attorney, but is now the acting U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey. And she released a statement, you can see it up on your screen, regarding voter fraud. Or to be more specific, she released a statement regarding a former Atlantic City official who was being sentenced to 2 years behind bars for requesting and then using fake mail-in ballots. Here's part of what that statement read, quote, "An Atlantic County, New Jersey man was sentenced today to 24 months in prison for his role in the procurement, casting, and tabulation of fraudulent mail-in ballots submitted in connection with a general election held on November 8, 2022, which, for your reference, was the last midterm election. Now, the man in question here is political organizer slash former president of the Atlantic City City Council, Mr. Craig Calloway. And his story is quite interesting because not only does it highlight a fascinating concrete example of relatively major ballot fraud, but it also shows us how this type of fraud cuts across party lines, being used by both Republicans as well as Democrats. Now, we covered Mr. Calloway's story briefly when the charges against him were first filed last year. But now that he's actually pled guilty and has been sentenced, let's go through the details of what was actually happening over in Atlantic City, New Jersey, with their, you can say, creative election operations. Now, to start with, over in Atlantic City, Mr. Calloway, he was seen as something of an expert on mail-in ballots. In fact, last year, in the very same month that he actually wound up getting arrested, Mr. Calloway was scheduled to speak at a conservative fundraiser that was organized by Liberty and Prosperity 1776 Incorporated. It's a New Jersey-based nonprofit. And in the invitation, they referred to Mr. Calloway as a vote turnout expert, giving a brief outline of Mr. Calloway's personal history as well as his electoral history. And interestingly, I will mention that that page was actually scrubbed from the internet entirely. You cannot find it anywhere. But lucky for us, we actually archived it last year when we first covered the story. And here's what it said. Quote, "Craig Calloway was born in 1959 in Atlantic City as one of nine children. During the early 1980s, Calloway worked as a PBX operator and hotel clerk for the Resorts International and Harrah's Casinos. Then he worked in the Mercantile Office of Atlantic City Government for the next 23 years. Calloway quickly earned a reputation for being fair and helpful to the merchants, bus, taxi, and parking lot owners and the operators he worked with. Many of them were recent immigrants from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and other Asian countries. Over the years, many of them developed a rapport with Craig Calloway and began helping each other politically. When he first got involved in politics, Craig Calloway applied his skills and methods to elect only candidates affiliated with the Democratic Party. However, during the past 20 years, Calloway has chosen to support candidates who he believes best represent his views and interests, regardless of party." And indeed, looking at his general track record, it appears that Mr. Calloway has something of a Midas touch when it comes to local elections. Whatever he touches turns to gold. The synopsis continues, quote, "Craig Calloway is recognized and respected as one of the best get-out-the-vote organizers in America. In 2001, Calloway then ran the get-out-the-vote drive in both the primary and general elections to elect Democrat Lorenzo Lankford as Atlantic City mayor. In that same year, Calloway ran for office himself and was elected ward councilman from the 3rd Ward of Atlantic City. In 2004, Craig Calloway received national recognition when he applied his vote turnout techniques for John Kerry during the Bush-Kerry presidential election." And then, just as that earlier part in the synopsis mentioned, Mr. Calloway didn't appear to discriminate between Republicans or Democrats when offering his services. Quote, "In 2013, Craig Calloway helped to unseat Democrat Lorenzo Lankford and elect Republican Don Guardian as mayor in Atlantic City, a town with an overwhelming majority of Democratic voters. In 2020, Calloway helped Amy Kennedy when she was a candidate for the Democrat Party nomination for the House of Representatives in South Jersey. Amy Kennedy defeated Callahan Harrison in the Democratic primary election in June. However, when Kennedy did not hire Calloway for the November general election, Calloway worked for Jeff Van Drew, who had just switched to the Republican Party that January. Van Drew won re-election as a Republican in November of 2020. And I will mention that this work was relatively lucrative for Mr. Calloway, evidenced by the fact that according to publicly available documents, what they show is that Congressman Van Drew paid Mr. Calloway $135,000 for just a few months of work leading up to that particular election. The summary then continues, quote, "Last November, Calloway helped Republican Tokyo Joe Donahue upset incumbent Democrat Eric Scheffler to win election as Atlantic County Sheriff. Calloway also helped Republican Jesse Kurtz win a landslide re-election to city council in the most Democrat 6th ward of Atlantic City. So that is, objectively, an impressive resume. It appears that Mr. Calloway has been able to elect whoever he worked for, regardless of the challenges present in the political environment. In fact, here's an excerpt from an article that was published in the Philadelphia Inquirer describing Mr. Calloway's influence on the local election scene. Quote, "Calloway's vote-by-mail efforts are well known in Atlantic City, where he basically sets up shop in the clerk's office in Mays Landing, ferrying messengers in a white van to obtain mail-in ballots for voters. He has previously defended his actions as working within the state mail-in ballot laws. His influence was profound." And do just keep in mind and keep in your head this reference to a white van in the parking lot. It'll become very relevant shortly. And just to sum it all up, the chairman of the Atlantic County Republicans, he described Mr. Calloway very succinctly, quote, "He can make or break an election." And so all of that was basically just to give you a real idea that this man was very well regarded by the local leaders of both parties. However, it appears that Mr. Calloway was actually breaking the law in pursuing at least one of these election victories. To that end, last year, the feds arrested and charged him for running a scheme to procure, cast, and tabulate fraudulent mail-in ballots. Specifically, according to the publicly available court documents, which you can see up on your screen, they show us that while working to get Congressman Jeff Van Drew re-elected in 2022, well, here's what happened. Quote, "Approximately 1 month before the November 8th, 2022 general election, Calloway and others working at Calloway's direction approached numerous individuals in Atlantic City, promising to pay them $30 to $50 to act as purported authorized messengers for voters who supposedly wish to vote by mail." Okay, so just to pause here and summarize, approaching the date of the midterm election, you had Mr. Calloway and his associates approach people in and around Atlantic City, offering them somewhere between $30 upwards to $50 for a single day's work. He wouldn't really explain to them what that work would entail, only that they would be acting as purported messengers on election-related matters. Then, once Mr. Calloway and his group found enough of these messengers, they would go to the local county clerk's office in that white van we mentioned earlier. Quote, "Mr. Calloway and his subordinates further offered to transport these individuals to and from the county clerk's office to perform this voting-related work. Upon arriving at the parking lot of the county clerk's office, an individual who accepted Calloway's offer for work would meet with Calloway, Calloway's subordinates, or on occasion both, and provide Calloway or Calloway's subordinates with their identification. Calloway or Calloway's subordinates used the identification to complete the authorized messenger portion of the vote-by-mail application and then provide the individual with multiple applications that Calloway or his subordinates had only moments earlier filled out. The majority of these purported messengers were unfamiliar with the role of an authorized messenger and did not know the voters listed on the vote-by-mail applications for whom they were supposedly serving as authorized messengers." And so essentially, these messengers would be handed somewhere between 1 to 4 of these applications, filled out right there in the parking lot by either Mr. Calloway or one of his subordinates, and then the messengers would head on over to the, quote, "the Atlantic County Clerk's Office carrying anywhere from 1 to 4 completed vote-by-mail applications. As instructed by Mr. Calloway or his subordinates, these individuals provided the county clerk's office personnel proof of identification, and they signed the vote-by-mail applications in the authorized messenger portion before handing those signed applications to office personnel. The purported messengers waited while office personnel processed the applications and, if the applications were approved, provided to the purported messengers mail-in ballots for the voters listed on the applications." And so just to summarize here, just so we're all on the same page, these election messengers would be given an election application right there in the parking lot. Then they would take those applications inside to the county clerk's office. They would sign it, submit the application, wait for the application to be processed, and then once the application was processed, the messengers would be handed real official mail-in ballots. Now, in New Jersey, state law requires that a messenger such as this must deliver that mail-in ballot that they receive from the clerk directly to the voter who actually requested the ballot, because they're just the messenger. The messenger must also certify that they delivered the ballot to the actual voter listed on that application. But according to the federal indictment, that is not what was happening here. Instead, After these messengers received the mail-in ballots from the clerk, they left the county clerk's office and handed the ballots directly to either Mr. Calloway or to one of his subordinates. After which, the indictment claims that the following happened. Quote, "Many of the mail-in ballots collected by Calloway or his subordinates were ultimately cast in the names of people who have confirmed that they did not vote in the 2022 general election either in person or by submitting a mail-in ballot, and that they did not authorize Calloway or his subordinates or anyone else to cast ballots for them. Many of these mail-in ballots were counted towards in the election." And that right there is the crux of the matter. Mr. Calloway and his associates were voting on behalf of people who did not authorize them to do so and or weren't even aware that this whole thing was happening. And the feds, they had a pretty solid case. The indictment, it contained quite a few examples of voters who they actually interviewed and who told the federal investigators that they definitely did not vote in that election, even though technically they did. And there was also surveillance footage from the county clerk's office showing this entire scheme playing itself out. Now, eventually, Mr. Calloway pled guilty to the charges that were against him. And as I mentioned at the top of the episode, on July 23rd, he was sentenced to 2 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. And in announcing the sentence, the acting U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey, Ms. Alina Hubba, she said the following, quote, "Today's sentence sends a clear message to those who seek to undermine New Jersey's electoral process, that such conduct will result in serious consequences. The sentence also reflects our office's commitment to protecting free and fair elections, one of the bedrock principles of our democracy." Also, you had the FBI special agent who was in charge of conducting this case. She said the following, quote, "The right to vote is a fundamental aspect of our democracy, one that the FBI and our law enforcement partners strive to protect. Craig Calloway's nefarious plot to hijack mail-in ballots resulted in his arrest and subsequent sentencing and serves as a reminder to like-minded criminals, voter fraud will not be tolerated in New Jersey." And so there you have it, a scheme that was uncovered and then subsequently brought to justice over in New Jersey. If you'd like to read the full indictment for yourself, including the most recent statement that came out of the DOJ following the sentencing, I'll throw those links down into the description box below this video for you to peruse at your own leisure. And then let me know your thoughts. Do you think that this sentence was correct? He was facing upwards of 5 years in prison, but I guess he got 2 years in prison and then 3 years of supervised release. Do you think that's an appropriate sentence? And also, what do you make of the fact that he was only charged for the 2022 general election, but then you had that earlier article from the Philadelphia Inquirer saying that it was just kind of a well-known figure that he had this white van perched up in the parking lot of the county clerk's office. That's just like a picture of him in the community. Like, it was just known that he had this white van perched up in the parking lot, which predated the 2022 general election that he was actually charged for. Do you think that's an indication that this scheme wasn't a standalone one-time thing that he did in 2022, that this was sort of like, you know, the modus operandi of how he was able to do so well in that local election scene going all the way back to the year 2001. Let me know your thoughts on the matter. Now, obviously, I'm just saying that out loud. There's been no charges filed against them for any earlier elections, but it just is interesting to kind of note, right? And also, what do you make of the fact that the messenger system is allowed under New Jersey law? So what do you make of that system? Do you think it's ultimately good because it allows, let's say, elderly voters who might not be able to go get their own mail-in ballots, that they can use a messenger? So that's the positive side of it. But do you think the negative side of it overshadows it? And the negative side is, I guess, a scheme like this where you can just hire people $30-$50 and have them run applications for you. Now, in theory, you might say, well, it was caught and the guy was prosecuted, but it's unclear how many elections he did that in prior to the year 2022 and how that actually wound up shaping local politics, right? How many leaders were elected because of this type of a scheme? Also, worth considering, if he's able to do this scheme, is that idea so exclusive to him? Because from that indictment we just read, I mean, if you know the laws in the state of New Jersey, I wouldn't imagine that it takes such high-level brain power to figure out how to run a scheme like this. And so do you think that in the entirety of the state of New Jersey, other similar schemes are playing themselves out? Given the fact that, in theory, they could with this messenger system. I'd love to know your thoughts. Please leave them in the comments section below. I'll be reading them tonight after the episode publishes, as well as over the next week. And then, until next time, I'm your host, Roman from the Epoch Times. Stay informed, and most importantly, stay free.